Today's reading is from Acts 15, verses 36 to the end, and 16 to 10. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Come, let us return and visit the believers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord, and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark, but Paul decided not to take with them one who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not accompanied them in the work. The disagreement became so sharp that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and set out, the believers commending him to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Paul went also on to Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, a son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the believers in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and had him circumcised because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went from town to town, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in numbers daily. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, he immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. You seem slightly half asleep this morning, so a good morning, everyone. It's really good to be with you today. The sermon titled this morning, Parted Ways, United Mission. Don't worry, Paul, this isn't my resignation. Just wanted to clarify that. And this is a really interesting chapter that we're going to be looking at today, because we see Paul and Barnabas. They are on their, they've just ended their first mission trip planting churches, and they've had a 3-year break. And Paul comes up with the exciting idea, why don't we go on a trip and find out exactly what they've been up to and what they've taught, etc. And so far, a disagreement then breaks out. So I wonder, have you ever disagreed with someone you respected? Perhaps someone you love, or perhaps someone you serve with, and simply couldn't see eye to eye? If so, you're in good company. Even the great apostles Paul and Barnabas, missionary giants and close companions, had such a disagreement that it led them to part in ways. But the surprising twist happens in Acts. Even in their division, God's mission doesn't stop there. In fact, it expanded. Shall we pray? Father, give us grace when we get things wrong. Jesus, give us peace in disagreement and melt our hard hearts. Holy Spirit, teach us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Amen. So, as I said earlier, Paul and Barnabas, they are on a mission trip. And they've had a little break, and they want to go and see where they are, the churches that they have planted and helped grow. And Barnabas agrees that he wants to go on this mission trip, the second one, and Paul strongly disagrees, since John Mark had deserted them earlier in Acts 13. And of course, there rose a sharp disagreement that they separated from each other. Now, if you like, this is the first public disagreement amongst the apostles that we see. And we all know it's not the last one either. This wasn't a mild debate. It was intense. Two godly leaders saw the same situation differently. Barnabas, the encourager, gives second chances. Paul, the strategist, prioritizes reliability. Disagreement among Christians, it happens. It's not a sign of failure. It's reality of difference. The problem isn't disagreement itself. It's how we respond to it. We need to be people who are called by God to be people of grace. We should not walk around with chips on our shoulders or like a Mr. Know-it-all. We should not do any of them things, but instead be known of people of grace. C.S. Lewis once said, and I think puts it a lot better than I do, to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. Grace first comes from God, who made us right in his sight, paid for all of our sins and debt, for which we simply do not deserve. But God did so because of his grace, his love for us. I think the enemy likes to distract local and global church by disunity. We as believers need to remain focused on Jesus, who he is, who he calls us to be, united as one family. Because of who he is and what he has done for us, and what he calls us into for the sake of his kingdom. Disagreement does not mean God's work simply stops. God's hand is still at work. Even Paul and Barnabas, when they parted ways. Barnabas takes Mark and sails to Cyprus. Paul chooses Silas and travels through Syria. Now, instead of one team, there are two. What looks like a setback becomes a setup for greater mission. Ephesians 4, verse 5 says, "There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism." There is unity, because we are brothers and sisters in Jesus. Despite of anything that is said, we are brothers and sisters. We are united because of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. No one can take that away. I don't know about you, but last week I watched parts of Pope Francis' funeral. And one thing that really struck me was the interview of the American news presenter, where she was in tears. Because she, throughout her career, had never seen global leaders well-respected people who were, in some of them, hated each other, who were known to be dictators, who simply sat down, came together in peace, and reconciled with one another. Pope Francis was a man who searched out peace throughout all of his life, and even at his funeral, that was achieved because of his first love with Jesus. And I think that is something really powerful to see when we see two people who have been in fallout, disagreement, whatever it may look like, there is reconciliation. It's a painful, brave, strong picture to be seen. Sometimes the very situations we see as disruptions, as God's way of expanding his work. Perhaps a closed door might redirect us to a wider one. Parting may allow new voices and gifts to be developed. And note how Paul speaks highly of both Barnabas later and of Mark also in 2 Timothy. Their stories weren't over, and neither were their relationships. They had reconciliation. Paul and Silas met Timothy, a young, faithful, teachable, and a new partnership is born. Then, following the Spirit's guidance, not going to Asia, they received the Macedonian call. Come over to Macedonia and help us. This leads to the gospel's first movement into Europe, a major moment in church history. The Holy Spirit may redirect, but he never abandons us. Our call is to stay sensitive and faithful even when we're unsure where the paths may lead. It may be uncomfortable, but we need to remain and have our trust in Jesus. Let his Holy Spirit guide us. We here in this church, as with any group of people, have difference of thought, how we do things. For instance, Sue might like her cup of tea completely different to how I have my cup of tea, or how we make cakes, or you name it. We are different people. We are created in God's image. And that is the beautiful thing, that we are different. But we are called to be together for Jesus' sake. We are called by God here at All Saints to love others, to accept others, and to tell them about Jesus. We are called to God's kingdom. We are called to his mission here in Dedworth. Paul and Barnabas took separate roads. They didn't agree, but they didn't stop following Jesus and his call on their life. They remained united, not in opinion, but in mission. Disagreements may change who we walk with, but they must never change why we walk in the first place. We are walking in faith because of Jesus and what he has done. God's mission is bigger than our own conflict, and his purposes are not changed by our parting. They are often fulfilled through them. When writing this sermon, I felt God say to remind those that have perhaps been hurt by disagreements in the past that he has never abandoned you through them painful situations. God is not going to let you down, as we sung earlier. So the takeaways, if you like, from today's sermon. Disagreement doesn't disqualify you from being used by God. Division is a method that can still bring unity in mission. The Holy Spirit often guides us by what doesn't happen as much as what does. And we need to be open to new partnerships, new places, unexpected directions, even when we don't want to, when it doesn't feel comfortable. And ultimately, we need to place our trust in what Jesus is doing and saying. Shall we pray? Jesus, Father, we often get things wrong. We thank you for your grace that you have given to us. Father, melt our hard hearts. May we be humble when we get things wrong. And Father, may we remain in unity for the sake of your kingdom. Father, when we disagree, teach us peace. When you redirect us, help us to follow. And when we remain united in mission, wherever you go, may we be listening to what you are saying and doing and be led by you. Father, heal our hearts of past pain and disagreements. Bring your peace and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll let you guys have a conversation. Lord, let's just for one moment stand, shall we? And we're going to continue to sing. By singing yes and amen, but let's begin that by affirming that yes to follow the Lord in whatever he's calling us to, as we recognize his grace and love over our lives. And as we seek in our hearts to find a place of not just being peacekeepers, but peacemakers. Help us, Lord, to come before you trusting in you, trusting in the way that you're not just working in the lives of others, but also in our hearts too. So, Holy Spirit, we pray, open our hearts. Give us hearts of flesh. Soft hearts to see how much you love others too.